are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Get up, get up, get up. Hallelujah. It is a new day filled with new mercy, new grace. God has given you another opportunity to praise Him, to worship Him, to give Him glory. What you didn't do yesterday, you can do today. Hallelujah. It's just good to be above ground rather than below. Amen. God is good and He is worthy to be praised. I say praise the Lord to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, whether it be in your homes, in your cars, you're at the stoplight. Don't touch that dial because you're here by divine appointment. It is not by accident. The scripture lets us know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and who are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. It is working towards your good that you are here. Amen. And there is no other place that I'd rather be, and you shouldn't. There's no other place that you should want to be rather than listening and being in the word of the Lord, because the Jesus said that my words are spirit and they are life. Anytime you get the word of the Lord, it is life to your body, life to your spirit, life to your soul. Glory be to God. We send a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church at located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, located at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Praise the Lord to you and you. I love you both. Praise the Lord to my wife, Minister Frida Gray, who's working currently right now, but she may get the word later, I'm sure. And I say praise the Lord to you. Glory be to God. It's just good for us to be here. Amen. And I'm just glad that you've taken time out of your schedule to listen to what thus saith the Lord today. I know that the Lord has a word for you, you and you. Glory be to God. So I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. I wanted to get directly into the word. I know that sometimes I find myself pressing for time at the end, and I wanted to get as much of this out as I can. Amen. And the word today, it will be found in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse number 46. And we're going to read down from 46 through 49. Again, that is Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Amen. And the scripture says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundations on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Hallelujah. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come here just one more time. Lord, I do not take it lightly that I come before you, and I come before your people who could be upwards of more than 500,000 people. But Lord, I pray you give me the words to say, as you speak, I speak. I decrease so that you will increase, and you alone will get the glory. For we know that this word is a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. It goes out and it comes back in. And in Jesus' name, I say thank you. And I give you glory, give you honor, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just want to, amen, first send a shout out to one of my coworkers who kind of had a hand in this word. And I don't mean literally, but he didn't know that I would talk about this. But he asked me a question on this morning. Glory be to God. And sometimes I have something prepared, and sometimes the word of the Lord will come to me and it will strike into me something else that I need to talk about. Amen. And he had a question whether, amen, it was right to judge. Glory be to God. Amen. And that led me to this scripture. Amen. And my title today is, Are You Obeying God's Word? Hallelujah. Are you obeying God's word? And I replied simply saying that it is not I, glory be to God, who can condemn, but it is God's word that does the judging. David said, Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness. Hallelujah. Not some other person's righteousness, not, a relative's righteousness, but it is God's righteousness. Hallelujah. And the question becomes, are you obeying God's word? Hallelujah. And look what Jesus says. These words are coming from Jesus. And he says, And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Not Elder Lewis Gray, not Bishop so-and-so, not my wife, not my nephew, not my niece, but why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? My God, my God. You see, it is the word of the Lord that sets the foundation. It is his word. If you just look outside, you see the word. The Bible tells us that the world itself was framed by his word. You see, the book of John says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It goes on to tell us that that same word was made flesh. So it was his word. It tells us that there was not anything that was made that was not made by the word of Jesus. And so Jesus said, Let there be light. He created the heavens and he created the earth. And that very word is in place today. And you know something about his word? His word does not change. It does not work. His word does not change from generation to generation. But his word, Jesus, the word tells us that Jesus' word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. See, the one thing that we can go to, because men change, their theories change, their beliefs change, but God's word does not change. It is the foundation of what we it has created the earth. And he said it himself. Jesus said that if any of my words fail to come to pass, he said that heaven and earth would pass away. But we see we are here today in 2022. His word still lives. Jesus' word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. My God, my God. And I begin to think about his question. And I thought about men's opinions and belief, they change.
They're subject to this one day and subject that tomorrow. Imagine this now. And if we just take life in its simplest form, we can just take the road if we want to use an analogy, an example of how we drive. Imagine if there were no rules. Imagine if there were no stop signs. Or imagine, if we can just say stop signs, yellow signs, you know, whatever it is. But imagine that one day we get the notion, you know what? My personal conviction, I don't believe that I need to stop at the red light. I believe that I need to keep going, even when the light says red. Or believe that if I come to a yellow sign, my personal belief says that, you know what, I need to keep going. I don't need to pause, but I need to keep going. Or my personal belief says that, you know, I need to ride on the wrong side of the of the highway. You know what? I'm not going to go down the right side. In my personal belief, I'm going to go down the left side. You see, rules were set to establish a foundation. And God's word is the foundation. It doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter how we change over time. It doesn't matter because man allows this or man doesn't allow that. See, it doesn't matter what man does. All that matters is what does God's word say? And Jesus said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Jesus said, "I say, not what Elder Lewis Gray says, but what does he say?" Glory be to God. There was a scripture said that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What are those commandments? Is what God has instituted is what is right and what is wrong. We can argue with it about whether we believe. We can argue. If we want to argue, we want to argue with God. But it's not what I believe. It's what thus saith the Lord. Do we have the right to judge? My God, my God. Well, the Bible tells us that if a brother has something against you, if he has committed a fault, it tells us to go to that brother. Go to him and tell him his fault. Go to him in private and tell him. See, therefore, I must understand what is this. I must understand what is his fault. And I'm not judging him based off of my belief, but I'm judging him off of what thus saith the Lord. My God, my God. And see, it is my duty to go to him and instruct him and tell him, brother, you're wrong. I first do it in private. My God. And the Bible says, if he does not hear you, then go to the church. My God, my God. What am I trying to do? But I'm to do it in a spirit of meekness. I'm trying to save him. I'm trying to save him from himself. It's the equivalent of when a child is running out into the street. See, if I love him, I'm going to go get him. I'm going to call him, and I'm judging the situation that if I don't get him, he's going to be killed. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And he says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" What are those things? Those are things that God said to do and those things that he says not to do. Those are written in this Bible. See, you've got to understand that this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. It's about Jesus because he was the one that formed the world. And as I stated earlier, I said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and it was God. God is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. And so we can understand that, I established earlier as well, he said that if any of my words pass away, heaven and earth shall pass away also. It is his word that keeps the earth in its place. It keeps the universe going. And so we know that because God's word does not change, hallelujah, that this world is still going. So we know that the word of God must be true. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that let every man be a liar, but let the word of God be true. So we know that from Genesis to Revelation, we can depend on the word of God because the word of God is true. We can depend Amen. When we can't depend on nobody else, we can depend on the word of God, because we know that the Lord we serve will not lie to us. Hallelujah. He said, in my Father's house, hallelujah, are many mansions there. He said, if it were not, I would have told you so. Glory be to God. That's why we've got to understand that our hope is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus would not lie to us. Hallelujah. So we can look into the word of God and we can see that from Genesis to Revelation, it's true. And every word, hallelujah, in Genesis to Revelation, it is speaking to Jesus. Hallelujah. It is speaking about Jesus in some reference or some form. I tell the church, hallelujah, that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Hallelujah. Everything that the Old Testament was talking about was the revelation of Jesus, which was to come in the New Testament. And Jesus' revelation, hallelujah, when he was born, it revealed what was concealed in the New Testament. Hallelujah. So everything from Genesis to Revelation was pointing to Jesus. My God, my God. And what was Jesus coming to do? Jesus was coming to give us salvation. He was coming to correct what was done in the garden. Amen. We know the story. You Bible scholars out there, you know how Adam and Eve, when they sinned, hallelujah, it brought sin into the world. And Jesus had to come into the world to deal with sin, because we were separated from God. We were on our way to a devil's hell. There was no hope in sight. But Jesus had to correct what was done in the garden. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And so we've got to understand that the Bible is about salvation. It's about Jesus, and it's about salvation. But there's another individual that we've got to take note of. It is the devil. Hallelujah. The devil doesn't want you to be saved. He doesn't want you to be delivered. You see, from the time that when God gave them instruction not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the enemy came in and tried to change God's word. And see, that's what the enemy is doing today. He wants to change God's word. He wants it to appear that it's not what it means. It's not what it sounds like. But can I tell you this? That God's word is what it is. What God says is what he says. What he means is what he means. Glory be to God. It's not for our own interpretation. If God said, thou shalt not steal, that means that thou shalt not steal. If God said, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, that's what he means. Glory be to God. But men change. Glory be to God. Our beliefs change. Hallelujah. We try to keep up with the times. Hallelujah. We try to keep up. But can I tell you, God's word does not change. He says, so whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, doing what? His word. I will show you to whom he is like. See, again, it's not my word, it's not your word, but it's God's word. He said, he is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. You see, Jesus is the foundation, his word. Everything that you see, seen and unseen, is the foundation is Jesus Christ. When we look outside and we see the trees, the foundation is Jesus Christ. When we see the birds, the foundation is Jesus Christ. When we go to bed at night and we look out and we see the moon, the moon's foundation is Jesus Christ. When you look at the sea is held in place by the word of God. When we look at the sky is held in place by the word of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it something? Isn't it? It ought to give you joy. Glory be to God. That from the foundations of the earth, his word is still in place. It still holds the universe in place. It still holds your future in place. My God, my God. It ought to be exciting to you today. Glory be to God. And he says that there are going to be storms in life. There's going to be things that are going to happen to you in life. Jesus said that in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But he says, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He tells us that there are going to be storms in life. Hallelujah. But see, I can go to the word. The word doesn't change. It doesn't matter what kind of storm. It doesn't matter whether it's a hurricane. Doesn't matter whether it's my children acting up. Doesn't matter whether it's a financial storm. It doesn't matter whether it's a sickness storm. His word does not change. Glory be to God. You know what he did? Hallelujah. When the disciples were on the sea and they began to be rocked back and forth, and he was asleep, and they came to him and they said, care is not that we perish. But he looked at them and he said, where is your faith? And he stood up and he said, peace be still. My God. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody today that word, the blood still works? Hallelujah. His word still works. Jesus is saying, hallelujah, all you got to do is go to my word. Hallelujah. All you got to do is begin to recite what I said. Begin to tell the devil that in the midst of your storm, peace be still. You got to tell the devil that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got to be able to tell the devil that you're more than a conqueror. His word still works. See, if his word changes, hallelujah, from day to day like we do, we wouldn't know what to believe. Glory be to God. But when people change, you see, people are funny. We live in a world today, hallelujah, that people will praise you one day and they'll tear you down the next day. They're behind you one day, but then they're throwing rocks at you the next day. See, people change. They're up and down, and they're all around. But God's word does not change. Isn't it great to know that his word doesn't change? It's the same today, yesterday, and forever. It doesn't change. Glory be to God. The Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, men can become double-minded. They can think one day this is supposed to happen, and the next day, that's supposed to happen. I think this today, and tomorrow I change. See, we base things off of emotions as human beings. My God, my God. But God's word is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And he says that when you depend on his word, which is the foundation, when you build your life upon his rock, what is the rock? It is his word. Glory be to God. But look what he says. But he that heareth and doeth not. See, there are a lot of people that hear the word. The problem is that not that they do it not, is that they don't want to do it. Glory be to God. They know what the word says, but they don't want to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. And so we've got to understand that we not only got to hear the word of God, but we've got to do the word of God. We've got to live the word of God. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, but that means that we're striving to do what God says do. See, there's a way which seemeth right unto man. See, that's the problem, is that there is a way which seemeth right unto man. Hallelujah. Man always has a counter way to what God says. There's a way which he thinks is better. And so, but the Bible said, but the end, hallelujah, there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It leads to destruction. But the Bible said, but the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Because I know that if I do it God's way, it's got to be right. See, if I look into the word and it tells me to do this, that, and the other, I know that that way is right. But when I begin to speculate, when I begin to get away from the word of God and I begin to ponder what somebody else said, when I begin to ponder what that person said, hallelujah, then I'm getting away from God. Then I'm building my house on sand. Glory be to God, because folks' words are shaking. Glory be to God. There are some people, your word, you can't depend on them for nothing. Glory be to God. But look what he says. He said, but he that heareth and doeth not. The Bible tells us to be not just hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. He says, it's like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth. See, when we don't base our foundations on the word of God and we begin to basing it on something else, hallelujah, we're building it on sand. He says that that against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. See, we get into trouble when we start the following speculation. If I can find it in the word, if the word says it, I can believe it, because God said it. The Bible says he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. See, God's not a man like us. Glory be to God. But he's God. That's what makes the difference. If God said it, I can depend on God's word, because God's word is what holds the world into place. Hallelujah. But when I look at man and what man says, then I begin to fall. And he says, not only will I fall, he said, but the ruin of that house with great is great. It's going to be a great fall. Many people have failed because they have fallen listening to other people, not listening to what thus said the Lord. Glory be to God. I want to also go back to what I originally started with. Is it okay to judge? Glory be to God. Look what Jesus said when they brought the woman to her, to him, that was committed adultery. Glory be to God. And they said, Moses' law said that if one be caught in adultery, she should be stoned. Jesus just sat on the ground and he just wrote. And he looked back and he said to them, said, he that without sin, let him cast the first stone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that they went away. But the woman stood there and he looked around and he said, where are the accusers? Glory be to God. They were gone. Hallelujah. And look what he said. This is what I want to get to. He said, neither do I condemn you. Hallelujah. But he says something else interesting. He says, but go and sin no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't condemn her. Hallelujah. But he recognized that she sinned. And he told her to go and sin no more. See, we don't condemn people. Hallelujah. But we let them know what is sin. Glory be to God. And so in there, therefore, we have the right to judge biblically. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So are you obeying God's word? Are you obeying God's word? Hallelujah. Do what the Bible says do. Glory be to God. Not what man says. Hallelujah. Man will tell us that we're able to do as all whatever we want to do. But that leads to a life of destruction. I'm out of time. Hallelujah. But not out of word. Amen. Again, obey God's word. And so until next time, same time, 11:30, may the Lord be with you and you be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
And I know that I can find you here, 'cause you promised me you'll always be there.